Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the weekly show where we discuss our favorite things from popular culture. My name is Troy.
And my name is Rachel.
And we are back this week. We're talking about Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
We're pretty pumped.
None of this DC nonsense.
Aww.
Get out of here.
Aww.
Yep. We're Marvel shills this week.
Yeah.
Marvel shills and Marvel shills only.
We're mad about Marvel.
The check came in the mail.
Yeah, yeah.
Marvel's paid
Disney
us.
Disney paid us.
We've got that Disney money now.
Mm.
So now it's nothing but the MCU.
Yeah.
But look, basically, we had we've had the TV shows that have started to come out, right? After
yes.
Phase 3. So we've had WandaVision, which has come out. We've had The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
We're not too far away from Loki debuting on Disney Plus as well. That's
yeah.
Disney Plus. You can get it on your Apple TV or wherever you find
cha-ching, application. Cha-ching.
So those have come out. So we thought we'd have just a bit of a discussion about what's next for the MCU.
Yeah.
What's coming out and what we're excited for.
Yeah.
Both movie and TV wise.
Sure.
And look, I guess the real talk here is that I don't think there's a lot coming out in DC within the next sort of, you know,
not the rest
of the year anyway.
Not really.
So it's kind of heading more into next year.
This is Marvel's game now,
this
baby.
This is Marvel's game. We're Phase 4, baby.
Phase 4. I did watch that really cool Phase 4 trailer that they put out not long ago.
Very good.
Yeah, it was a bit emotional.
Yeah.
A bit emotional, baby.
Look, it's nobody does emotions like Marvel.
Yeah, true.
They kind of really know how to get you.
They do. They pop you right in the heartstrings.
All right, so let's just have a quick chat then about what we've already gotten.
Yeah.
Which is WandaVision and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, or Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Spoilers, if you haven't seen that. It's a big spoiler.
Massive spoilers.
Because now you know which one of them becomes Captain America.
Sure. Did they not watch Endgame? Did they not see him get the shield?
But you never knew. Like, there could have been anything could have happened, and it could have been like, tricks.
True.
It's going to be another white guy.
It was given to him, though.
It was given to him.
It was given to him.
It was given to the right person.
I think so.
There is no way you can turn around and go, and look, I understand in the comics that bloody Bucky Barnes has been Captain America before, so shut up.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Don't at me. You, Rachel, you shut up as well.
No. Look, I love Buck Daddy, okay? I love myself, Daddy Buck.
Okay.
But, no, it was absolutely meant for Sam.
Okay,
yeah.
So talk to me about WandaVision then.
What a surprising delight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went in thinking this is probably going to be boring as fuck.
Yep.
And the first few episodes,
the
I was
couple,
like,
you're kind of like, I was right.
I was like, well, at least I can watch this with my kids.
Yeah.
You know, and then it like hits like a fucking freight train, and I don't remember being so excited to continue watching something week by week
yeah.
since probably Game of Thrones.
Oh my God, really?
I know,
that's a big
yeah.
call.
Yeah. I didn't reach Game of Thrones levels of excitement, but I you know, I was feeling that thrill of, oh my God, Friday night's here.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit down and watch WandaVision. I was super excited for it. I didn't lose the excitement. I wasn't disappointed by it. I thought it was great. WandaVision for me is like.
Are you going to cry? What's happening here?
No, I'm trying to figure out whether it's like a 9 or a 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That much.
I loved WandaVision. And thinking back on it, like, you know, once you can get past, because you've got that like initial excitement where you've just finished watching it and you're like, whoa, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And then like a few days, weeks later, you're like, all the flaws come to light. And then a couple months later, you're just like, you know what?
I don't care.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where I'm at now.
All you need to do is not get on the internet. Yeah. You just have your own opinion of it
yeah.
and then just never go on the internet and hear other people trashing it for the most fucking ridiculous reasons.
Exactly.
Never go into the comment section.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can.
Yeah.
Look, I would agree for sure. Like, I think WandaVision started off kind of like, what the fuck is happening, but I'm into it.
Yeah.
Hopefully things start to happen, though, yeah. because they weren't really. But I was into the premise and then, yeah, it just got better and better and better.
Yeah.
Yes, fine. It probably didn't end as good as it could have or as the build-up kind of promised yeah, that it was going to be.
It did fizzle a little.
Yeah.
But it was good enough.
Oh, absolutely. But I think it was really good. We got some really good side characters.
Yes.
We got Darcy Lewis back. We got Jimmy Woo back.
Yes.
We had the debut of Agatha Harkness.
Yes. And one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yeah. yes, that actually like did great guns on Spotify and stuff as well.
Yeah, well, I think half of those listens are by me yeah, and probably. The kids in the car every morning driving to school.
Yeah. And I think, you know, obviously you've got the grown-up Monica Rambeau as well. So
yeah.
that's the exact kid that was in Captain Marvel, now grown up.
Yes.
And now she's got her powers and everything as well. And she's going to appear in the Marvels, Miss Marvels
yeah.
Movie, which is coming up later. Or The Marvels, the whatever Marvels. It's called. The Marvels. We'll talk about that
yeah.
later.
Yeah.
So some really, really good things. But I think the biggest thing to take away from this is how much of an absolute treasure of a human Elizabeth Olsen is.
What? A freaking gem.
Just a gem.
A gem.
Just a goddamn infinity stone.
That she's not even a gem. Stone.
She's better than that.
Yeah.
And got to give it up to Paul Bettany as well. Yeah. Who is the, he's a gem. He's also a gem. They're all gems.
I always knew that he was so good and I've always had every faith in his ability as an actor. It was Elizabeth Olsen who was the biggest standout.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So WandaVision, great.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we move on, what did you think about her transition into the Scarlet Witch? Cool?
Yeah, really cool. Really cool. I thought, you know, her going kind of into the pit of despair, going completely insane, losing her fucking mind and coming out that much stronger is incredible.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on. We're not going to talk about this forever.
All right.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Buckbeak.
Eh.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think after WandaVision, I was so excited.
Yeah.
Because I was like, we're going to get this level of greatness with Buck Daddy. You know.
Stop saying Buck
Daddy. I will never stop calling him Buck Daddy.
Okay, fine.
He's just such an attractive man.
He's a good looking kid. No one's denying it.
So I went into it super excited and then those first few episodes just completely let me down. I was bored and I never got all that excited. It was probably like one or two things that I got super excited about and it was fine.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's an opinion that you have.
Yeah.
That is wrong.
It's fine. It's fine because I understand so many people really, really liked it. I was let down. I don't know exactly what it was that I was expecting, but it wasn't that. And yeah, I was disappointed.
I think there was I can agree on some parts for sure. Like the whole kind of the super soldier kind of angle.
Yeah.
Where every other person happens to be a super soldier all of a sudden.
Yeah, what were they called? Flag smashers?
The flag smashers.
Yeah.
Right. And look, that's a thing from the comics and that's great. Mm. But I just, you know, I don't know. There's probably a bit through the middle where it's kind of like, yeah, we get it. Everyone's a super soldier. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. We know you can't beat these guys,
yeah.
you know, because, you know, you're not a super soldier. Cool. We get it. But the whole through line storyline I actually dug.
Yeah.
I got really right into it. US Agent, I thought, was a great character. I thought having Sharon Carter, and spoilers, by the way, if you haven't seen Falcon and the Winter Soldier, get out of here. Mm. You know, having Sharon Carter be the power broker.
Yeah.
This whole time.
Mm.
My God.
I never liked her anyway, so it doesn't, you know.
You're the only one.
I never liked her.
Everyone liked
her. As soon as I saw her in this, I was like, oh, really? I've got to watch this bitch again. I just don't like her. What do you mean again?
She turned up in like Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and then fucked off again.
Yeah, I didn't like her.
And you kind of barely saw her. I think you saw her a bit in Civil War.
In Civil War.
Yeah, and that was kind of it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't like anybody in it except for Buck Daddy.
Okay. Or I get it.
Watched it for eye candy.
Hey, Batroc was back. George St. Pierre.
Sorry.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Saying all these French words.
You're saying, excuse me?
Batroc the Leaper.
Yeah,
he was the
sure.
guy who Captain America fought on the boat at the start of Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
I never seen it.
You haven't seen the Winter Soldier?
No.
Why the hell would you watch? Okay, first of all, why the hell would you go on about fucking Buck Daddy?
I love him
so much, and you haven't even seen the Winter Soldier, where he's probably at his most hot, where he's got long hair.
I've just never
and it was
seen it.
Smoking black eyeshadow.
Ooh.
Anyway, what are we doing here?
What do you mean?
I would say this. I will say this. Sam Wilson's Captain America costume is probably my all-time favorite.
I love it.
MCU
actually.
Costume.
Yeah.
There is not a thing that comes close to it, I don't think.
Okay.
That's off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure off the top
I'll
of my
agree.
Head, there's nothing
I'll
that
agree.
Comes close to it. I think it looks great.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, we won't talk
no,
about it
okay.
then because.
No, but you can't just like brush it off because I haven't seen The Winter Soldier.
Well, I guess if you're going into a movie that's called The Falcon and the Winter Soldier and both of those characters debuted in a movie called Captain America, The Winter Soldier,
yeah,
and that's the movie you haven't seen.
Well, maybe that's why I just didn't connect with it, okay, guys?
Probably. Look, there are a lot of people that are sort of – that are kind of more leaning towards you. Heaps of people liked it and all that sort of stuff, but they just didn't think it was like amazing.
Just didn't think it was that great.
Whereas I thought it was really good. And I thought it was consistently solid, apart from, you know, just that little bit of a dip in the middle where, you know, you're kind of like, do we even care what anyone is doing at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, hey, Helmut Zemo was back.
Yeah.
Baron Zemo. Put his mask on for one scene.
Yeah.
They like built it up beforehand like it was going to be a huge thing and he just like chucks his mask on for one scene and does a couple
like
of flips
Zemo.
And like... You know, I like Zemo as well.
Yeah.
One of the best things to come out of that is the hour-long Zemo dancing in the nightclub
yes.
clip on YouTube.
Yes.
But heaps of stuff. They
is
brought
he
in
also in Captain America the Winter Soldier?
He's in Captain America Civil War. He's the main bad guy in
Civil
War.
Oh, in Civil War, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they...
I've seen that one.
They also brought in a couple of new characters as well. Obviously, the Power Broker is something that we hadn't seen before.
Yes.
Valentina Allegra Di Fontaine.
Yes.
Yep. That's Julia Louise Dreyfus's character.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Yep. They've brought that character into the MCU. So heaps of really good things to take away from it. So I'm pretty keen to see where they go from now. And, of course, that leads into... Sam Wilson becoming Captain America and now getting his own Captain America movie, which will be Captain America 4, but it's going to be him as Captain America, which I think is pretty damn cool.
I think it's really cool too. I think it's really cool. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of US Agent too.
Yeah. And I think, you know, kind of going a little bit more into the backstory of, you know, what the US government tried to do in the period that they didn't have a Captain America by creating other Captain Americas like Isaiah Bradley and treating them like absolute pieces of shit and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think that's really good
that
we got to see that sort of stuff. So that's the kind of stuff that I got into from that, even though some of the Flag Smasher stuff was kind of like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. No, there was certainly interesting parts. I just didn't. You know, I think it was a mistake putting it right after WandaVision.
Sure. I mean, probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Well,
maybe
okay,
they
well, let's,
didn't
let's
anticipate
continue.
How outstanding WandaVision was and then putting it there in that slot, you know.
Well, you're probably right in the sense that, you know, they probably should have started with it a little bit more grounded with Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I think so.
And then going into WandaVision.
Yeah.
And then Loki, like it all kind of, you know, they've kind of gone like weird, kind of like, you know, Scarlet Witchy, everyone's doing magic, to fucking a couple of guys that punch on a bit. And one's got a metal arm and one's got like wings.
Yeah.
And then we're going back into magic.
Loki's
going
to be a success. It, regardless.
Yeah.
People are mad about him.
There is absolutely no way that Tom Hiddleston as Loki carrying his own series is going to be bad.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way. But while we're on this, we may as well talk about the TV shows first.
Okay.
That are up and coming.
Sure.
So basically what we're going to do is we're talking about the stuff that's been announced. So nothing that's kind of like, you know, oh, this is potentially in the works or anything like that. Like this is shit that's actually announced. It's happening. It's coming. It's
pretty much got a date.
It's pretty much got a date or at least a year.
Yeah.
For some of them.
Yeah.
And it all starts with Loki in a fucking weeks, mate.
Yeah.
It's a matter of 3 weeks, possibly four. It's not long.
Yeah.
It's June 9th, 2021. Coming to Disney Plus. You get it everywhere you get your apps.
Yes. Like, it's, honestly, you got to get Disney Plus, guys.
You got to get Disney Plus, guys.
Subscribe.
So that's coming June the 9th.
Yes.
And you've seen the trailer?
Yeah. Looks I'm really fucking good. Pumped.
Yeah.
I love Loki. Loki is one of those characters where I think everybody can not relate. I'm not going to say relate. Everybody loves a Loki.
Everybody loves a Loki.
Everybody
that's
loves a
Loki. That's the tagline for the TV series.
Yeah. So I think it's going to carry on from obviously Endgame where he's grabbed the Tesseract and like popped back.
Yeah.
Because he's not meant to have it at that point.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
it's going to follow that timeline, I'm assuming.
I believe so. Look, yeah. I believe that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Now, obviously we're all excited for Loki.
Yeah.
It's kind of to a point where I've kind of forgotten that the next thing that is actually coming is the animated What If series.
I saw the trailer for that.
So I totally forgot.
And I thought, what a fucking rad concept.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Like, I don't watch a lot of animated stuff.
Yeah.
Because I quite often can't switch off that part that's like, this is a cartoon.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But I will watch the shit out of that because that looks really good.
Yeah. So, and if you don't know what, like, What If is, it's kind of like a, it's a series that asks a bunch of questions like, what if Peggy Carter took the super soldier serum instead of Captain America?
Yeah.
Or, what if T'Challa, Black Panther, what if he became Star-Lord?
Yeah.
Questions like that. So, and it plays that out. But it does have the, as far as I'm aware, it has all the actors who play those characters doing the voices of those characters in the animated series.
Is this pre-death?
Yes. They most definitely, I'm pretty sure they did this prior to Chadwick Boseman unfortunately passing away.
That makes it even more special.
Don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
If it comes out and it's not Chadwick Boseman,
yeah,
don't fucking yell at me. It's not my fault.
Okay.
I don't control all of these things.
Everybody come for Troy.
Yeah. But I think it'd be really cool. You know, hey, it is what it is. I don't always get into animated stuff either.
Yeah.
But I think this will be pretty good.
It looks really cool.
And I think it'll be really well done if it is the character, like if it is the actor's voicing. Like I know for sure Hayley Atwell is coming back to play Peggy Carter.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Fabulous.
I just don't know about the rest of them. But I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
It has happened before.
That's okay.
So that's coming up. So that's a thing that's coming up. And there's also later on in the year, it's now, according to Jeremy Renner, it has wrapped production, but the Hawkeye series is coming.
Right.
Yeah.
I've forgotten about that.
How could you? How could you forget about the greatest Avenger of all time?
Yeah.
Hawkeye.
I quite often forget about Hawkeye, as does everybody.
Most of us do.
So is this going to do we know what the fuck this is about?
It's about Hawkeye. It's like, basically just – it's a 10-episode series about his exploits throughout different events with the Avengers. Okay. And it's just 45 minutes of him picking up his arrows once he's done.
So
you don't actually get to see any of the battles. It's just the aftermath where it's just like everyone else arrows. Is going home and he's like, oh, fuck.
Oh.
Now I got to pick up all my fucking arrows.
Oh.
That is not what it's about at all. But it is set after.
I'd watch that though.
I'd watch that too. It's set after the events of Endgame.
Okay, so this is after Endgame.
After Endgame.
Oh.
So when his family is back and all that sort of stuff.
Okay. Oh, so we're going to see baby Hawkeye becoming a, yep.
It's not his daughter, but yes, there will be a young teenage Hawkeye.
Yeah, cool.
That's going to be the next Hawkeye. That's Kate Bishop from the comics.
Yeah.
Hayley Steinfeld from real life.
Yeah.
So that's a thing that's definitely happening. And there's also going to be, like, there's talk that other characters are going to cross over into this. There's Florence Pugh's character from
Black Widow
is potentially going to make an appearance for whatever.
Yeah.
They're going to have Lucky the Pizza Dog in there. It's all happening.
I just want to know what happened in Budapest.
Mate, we might find that out in Black Widow. We probably won't. But maybe.
Maybe one day.
You know what? It's going to be one of those things that we'll never find out what happens. I'm fine with that.
I'm not.
I'm cool with it.
I want to know what happened.
Here's the thing that snuck up on me that I didn't realize they were as far ahead with as they actually are.
Mm.
But that's the Ms. Marvel series, which is coming up with Kamala Khan as Ms. Marvel.
Right, of course.
So we're talking about they're premiering it late this year.
Yeah.
So it's like they've got the actor whose name I do not have in front of me.
No, that's okay. I saw a little behind the scenes thing and it looks really good actually.
Yeah. It does look pretty good. But it's, I don't know, it's one of those things that it kind of snuck up on me in the sense that I didn't realize they were this far ahead of, with it.
There were whispers and then it was done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hey, by the way, we're probably going to be dropping this on Disney Plus.
Yeah, this year.
This year.
Yeah.
So that's a thing that's going to happen. And the same character is going to be appearing in films as well.
You reckon she'll be in the Marvels?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Iman Vellani. There it is. I got it. So she is the young lady who is taking on the role of Kamala Khan.
That's really cool.
Which is pretty cool. And I think, yes, so it is confirmed that character will appear in the Marvels along with Monica Rambeau from WandaVision.
So, and she's
and Carol Danvers.
Proton.
Brie Larson. Hey?
Proton? Is she not Proton now?
Is that what she's
Monica
called?
Monica Rambeau?
Is that who she's going
by? I think that's what the whispers are.
The whispers?
The whispers.
Yeah.
That she's become this hero, superhero from the comics called Proton.
Sure.
Yeah.
She also does take the mantle of Captain Marvel at one point in the comics for a while.
Nice.
So that could happen. That's a thing that could happen.
That is a thing. Well, it's called the Marvels. So, from Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel, I'm expecting there to be other Marvels.
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ben Mendelsohn will be in it. He's a Marvel.
I love him.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah.
Find me a person that doesn't fucking love Ben Mendelsohn.
You can't. You can't.
If you
find
do, you're fucking lying.
Yeah.
The only other thing that I'll really talk about, because there are some others that have been named. There's obviously there's Moon Knight, which is coming with Oscar Isaac.
What's Moon Knight?
Oscar Isaac's Moon Knight is just imagine it if you could imagine it kind of like Marvel's Batman, except he's a nut job.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's probably the best way to explain, who's Moon Knight to someone who doesn't
Nutty
know who Moon
Batman,
Knight is.
Nutty Batman. Played by Oscar Isaac.
Played by...
I'm in.
I was in as soon as they said Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
Then you've got Ironheart, which is the thing that's supposed to come out. Riri Williams taking on the mantle of... not Iron Man, but Iron Heart.
Lovely.
Armor Wars, Secret Invasion. There's all these things that are coming. And there's also She-Hulk, which is set for 2022. So they are actually, that's done. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's the same principle. She's a Hulk. She's a lawyer. it's all going on. She's got a lot of stuff going on.
Friend. Say no more.
She's a modern woman in today's world. She's part Hulk, part lawyer.
Small time girl living in a hulky world.
She is. And yeah, so they've basically said, hey, guess what? Mark Ruffalo, you're not the only Hulk in this universe anymore.
That's right.
How are they going
to
introduce it?
You don't have to wander the earth alone anymore.
It'll be interesting because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, someone, but I believe that she basically became like her Jennifer Walters, the character, became Hulk, She-Hulk, by, I believe she got shot and she needed a blood transfusion and Bruce Banner was the only one who could provide blood.
Oh.
And it was either, hey, give her radiated blood or she dies.
She dies.
So rather than let her die, he gives her radiated blood and she becomes She-Hulk.
She-Hulk.
That's it. That's my story. But
I can't wait for all the cosplay.
Absolutely. But I just wonder if that's how, like, if that's what they're going to do. Are they going to bring Mark Ruffalo in? We don't know enough about it.
That would be sick.
The chick from Orphan Black was in it, was confirmed as Jennifer Walters, but then she came out and said, nah, it's not me. But I don't know what's actually happening with that now. Who is it?
Who is it?
We'll never know.
We will eventually.
I'm sure we will eventually. Oh, no, look, I'm just having a super quick read, and apparently that lady still is that one.
Oh.
Yeah. Tatiana Maslany.
So she lied.
She lied. She goddamn lied on Twitter.
Wow.
Cancel her, guys.
Who would lie on social media?
Yeah. Who would do that?
Damn.
Unfortunately, though, that there is... I don't know. There's some talk that they might bring Patsy Walker back. If you remember Patsy Walker from Jessica Jones, that was Jessica Jones' friend who became Hellcat.
Right.
And nobody wants that.
No.
But that's a character that exists in She-Hulk, but they might be changing that. Who knows? We don't know. We don't know enough about it.
I did not watch Jessica Jones. We did discuss when we were talking about doing this episode. I've not seen MCU TV shows except for WandaVision.
That makes everyone from the Comic Confidential podcast except me. So good times. Let's talk about movies then.
Okay.
Something that we can talk about.
Yeah.
Hey, Black Widow's coming finally.
Finally.
It's about 17 years too late.
Time.
I'm still keen for this movie. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, I'm so keen. I'm so keen. I don't care what anybody says about it. I don't care that it's taken too long. I don't care that the trailers are spoiling anything. Don't fucking watch the trailers then. Don't watch them.
You don't have to. No one's fucking forcing you to watch them.
That's right. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Turn off your screen.
This movie's been coming out for a long time now.
Yeah.
And it's finally here.
It's finally here.
July 9th, 2021.
Hello.
On Disney Plus.
On Disney Plus. And everybody, cinemas. Go get it.
So it is available on cinemas.
On cinemas.
Yeah. Some drive-through cinemas.
Drive-throughs.
And it is also going to be available on Disney Plus for a premium price.
Yeah.
So you can either pay like $35 and watch it at home, or you can go to a cinema and pay $50.
Yeah, but they'll do the thing where they eventually bring it out for free as well.
Oh, they will eventually, yeah.
You know.
If you can wait that long, but why would you? David Harbour's in it.
Why would you?
He's the Red Guardian.
I know. Incredible. I'm so excited. This cast is awesome.
It is very good.
I even love Florence Pugh. I love
Florence Pugh. I love Rachel Weisz.
She's married to Daniel Craig. Rachel Weisz.
I love Daniel Craig.
I love Daniel Craig too. He's there by association.
Yeah. So... There's so much to, and obviously also Scarlett Johansson's also fine.
Yeah, sure. I mean, she's
whatever.
She's expected because she's the title character.
It will be just, it'll be like, I just want this movie to be out. I want to see it.
Yeah.
And it's probably one of the ones I've been keen on for a long time, even though I've always been that guy that has said, hey, too little, too late.
Yeah.
You should have done this fucking 10 years ago. But they probably shouldn't have because it wouldn't have been as good as it probably is
and
going
it probably
to be.
Wouldn't have been as impactful
Wouldn't have been as impactful now that we've had the events of like Endgame
yeah
and also Taskmaster's in it
yeah
and that's fucking cool.
That's really cool. And that's all we need to say.
That's all we need to say about
that. That's all she wrote.
Hey, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is the thing that's coming out September 3rd, 2021.
I've never heard of this. And then I saw like that spot on the Phase 4 thing trailer. Yeah. And I was like, what is this?
What is this?
What is this? And I need it in my eyeballs.
Did you actually watch the Shang-Chi trailer?
No, because I don't want to wreck anything. Because what little I saw, I got excited about, and I was like, okay, that's enough. I'm going to watch it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, look, I won't tell you too much.
Okay.
Okay, but basically,
there's a guy and there's 10 rings. Yeah.
Essentially, but
not, amazing.
Look,
No,
look, not necessarily, but kind of. But look, this is this is basically, it's Shang-Chi is. Hands down, or I guess you could say the consensus best hand-to-hand fighter in the Marvel Universe.
Incredible.
Okay. Yes. So Danny Rand, Iron Fist,
mm-hmm.
is supposed to be as good as him, or not right. as good, but good.
Okay, okay.
Now, unfortunately, with what they did with Iron Fist, they made it fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But there's a very good chance that they are going to do this one the way it should be done. They're bringing the Mandarin back, which is a great character from the comics.
Yes.
And one of those ones where they fucked it up in Iron Man 3.
They did.
But now we're bringing it back.
What a fake out. That was dumb.
Absolutely. What a fake out. So looks like a great cast.
Yeah.
Looks like they're going to do it fucking like – looks like the fight scenes are going to be great based on what we've seen in the trailer.
Mm.
It's probably best to go into this knowing fuck all about it. Because it's one of those things like unless – like Shang-Chi has never really been like a mainstream sort of character.
No, it's not – he's not well known.
But it's probably due time – that we had something like this on the big screen. And I just want to see what the MCU can do with a martial arts movie, basically, because that's basically what it needs to be.
Yeah, that's what it's going
to
be.
The Eternals is coming. Don't know if I care
too much. I do. I think it looks pretty cool.
You know, the only reason why I don't think I care is because I just, for some reason, I have this feeling that it's going to be like the big screen version of the TV in Humans, which absolutely bombed.
Mm.
And I don't know why I have that feeling. It's just it's just something.
Okay,
but hey, it's got a fucking really good director.
Yeah.
So Chloe Zhao, who just won, I'm pretty sure she won Best Director for Nomadland.
Yeah,
this year at the
did.
Oscars. So
I think she did. Yeah.
You know, based on some fucking incredible Jack Kirby characters, you've got fucking Rob Stark's in it.
Yeah.
He's in it.
Yeah.
Kumail Nanjiani's in it. You've got Selma Hayek is in it. Fucking Angelina Jolie has bloody joined the MCU. So look, there's a very good cast. I honestly don't know why.
You're losing. You don't have faith in it, but that's all right.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Look, maybe it's just I don't know. Maybe I just don't know enough about the characters from the Eternals to you know, be, I don't know.
I don't know anything about them. I don't know anything about him. My husband just said they're pretty much just gods. And I went, oh, cool. I'll watch it. That looks great.
Yeah, sort of.
I think we're really movie starved.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Like maybe, hey, I just read, just right now, I just read that Kit Harington is also going to be in this. So you got Rob Stark and you got Jon Snow.
You can't do this to me, people. I'm too excited
this
now.
Movie wins already.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to be something. It's going to, I guess I have no expectations.
Yeah, good.
Maybe there are people in there that are like, the Eternals are like some of the coolest fucking characters and I love them so much. This movie is going to be like the best. But I don't know. We don't know.
We don't know. Anyway. Keep the expectations low, Troy. You're learning what I'm telling you.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
December 17th, 2021.
Yeah. Bring it.
All the Spider-Man. All the Spider-Men are in this, or are they? We don't know.
Or are they? We don't know. We don't know. They could be freaking punking us. They could be punking us.
I think they are punking us.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way they get Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire to, unless it's like the tiniest little like cameo as he's like popping through like
dimensions or something
through parts of the multiverse. I don't know. But what I do know is that this is the last Spider-Man movie with the whole Sony Marvel collaboration. So whatever happens after this, all of the characters, I believe, go back to Sony. And unfortunately for Tom Holland, he then has to join the Venom universe, which...
Oh, goodness me.
I don't know. Not know how I feel.
I don't about like that. It.
I think
I don't it, like it.
I think the second one, like the trailer came out.
Yeah.
That
Let There Be Carnage, is that the one?
Yeah. I
know.
It looks okay.
It's a no from me.
I'm trying to be positive.
Nah.
But anyway, this is Tom Holland's fourth go round.
Yeah.
So he's the only one that's made it past three.
Mm-hmm.
So good on him. He's the most successful Spider-Man of all time.
Yeah.
But
is it his fourth?
It is his fourth. Isn't it?
No.
Yes. There's
Homecoming.
Homecoming.
Far From Home.
Far From Home. There's this, but I'm also technically classing
then,
Civil War.
So you got Civil War, yeah. And then you've also got Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah, so okay, fine. So if you're going to include Infinity War and Endgame, then he's up to six.
He's up to six.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Six appearances.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. Obviously, we had it at the end of two then. Homecoming.
Yeah.
No, Far From Home. That he had his identity revealed by Mysterio in front of everybody. J. Jonah Jameson showed up and he's like, holy fuck.
Holy crap.
That's cool.
That's the guy.
So it's all coming together. And I think based on like everything that I've seen with Tom Holland, Spider-Man and like all of that sort of stuff, and I really loved Homecoming. I thought Homecoming was really good. Far From Home was good.
Yeah.
Not great.
It gave me more laughs, I think, than Homecoming did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it will be I think it'll be pretty good.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yes.
That whole crew, that whole team of like actors and whatnot, they do an incredible job, you know, Zendaya and the Hawaiian dude.
Yep.
Marissa Tomei and Jon Favreau.
Yeah, all of them. So look, I guess, you know, without kind of like sticking on this for too long.
Yeah.
We also have, because there's a bunch of other movies that have been confirmed.
There's so many.
There's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which is coming out early 2022. There's Thor 4.
Yeah, Thor Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
Which is May 6, 2022. There's Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Yes.
July 8th, 2022. Exciting. There's The Marvels, late 2022.
Yep.
Then we're getting into 2023 and we've still got confirmed movies with Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, which will introduce Kang the Conqueror. We've got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 coming.
Yeah.
We had to wait for the Suicide Squad, which I think will be worth the wait.
I think so.
But we had to wait for James Gunn's Suicide Squad before we got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Also, we had to wait for Disney to get their shit together and unfire James Gunn. And then the other confirmed movies that we have, which I think is probably a little bit more interesting than necessarily the ones that are already, hey, these are definitely happening. And you know they're happening.
Yeah.
But we still have confirmed we have Blade.
Yeah.
We have Deadpool 3. Remember, that's a thing that still happens. Well, I think the biggest thing with Deadpool 3 is I think it'll be interesting to see what they do under the Disney banner. So now that he's no longer with Fox, okay, so this will be the first appearance of Deadpool and, you know, these mutant characters inside of the MCU.
Yes.
So I think that'll be pretty cool. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if they still keep the rated R. Then you've got Captain America 4 with Sam Wilson, like we spoke about earlier.
Yes.
And Fantastic Four.
Yes. Which was alluded to.
Yes.
I'm excited. That's of the ones that you just rattled off, I kind of went, what? Because I just want them to finally get it right.
Okay. Out of all of those things.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to talk about this. Like, I don't want us to talk about this forever.
Okay.
But out of all of these things.
Yeah.
Movies, TV shows, all of that sort of stuff.
Mm.
What is the one you are the most excited for? Not finished yet. And what is the one you are the least excited for?
Okay.
Okay.
I've got this.
All right.
Black Widow I'm most excited for.
Sure.
Just because it's been coming so long.
Yep.
You know, I really want it.
I get that.
I have to have it.
I get that.
Least excited for is Thor Love and Thunder.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't know why. I'm just not like, I didn't really like Ragnarok that much, and I feel like it's going to be much the same, and then they're going to take it to extra YTT levels.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, which I think that's what I didn't like about Ragnarok.
Sure. Look, that's fine. And a lot of people had that same thing. Like, a lot of people say Thor Ragnarok is easily the best Thor movie. Some of them are saying it's one of the best MCU movies. Some of them are saying it's shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like it really depends on how you find the change that they made with that character.
Yeah.
And how you find Taika Waititi as a director / writer.
Yeah.
I, for one, am on the side of I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Looking back, I probably wish they took it just maybe like a little bit more seriously, even though there were some parts. Just take it down a little notch.
Yeah, that's all I'm thinking is that just take it down a little notch.
Okay, I will say this. I will say that I am probably the most excited for Black Widow as well.
Yeah.
But I could also quite easily throw that into Shang-Chi.
Yep.
As well.
You love a good fight movie.
I love a good fight movie. What can I say?
Yeah.
I love a good fight movie. I guess the one that I'm probably the least excited about, this is an easy out, but I'll take the What If series because I had to live without anything.
And I didn't even consider that one again.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what I'm least excited for.
Yeah. If I had to live without that, I'd be completely fine.
Easily.
But if I had to live without any of the others, I'd be pretty fucking sad.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So that's that. Hey, let us know what you think. What are you the most excited for?
And what are you the least excited
for? What are you the least
for?
Excited for? What do you just want to shit all over?
And should I watch Captain America, The Winter Soldier?
You already know the answer to that.
Yes, you absolutely should watch
Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
It just causes too much debate, Troy.
Mass debate. Just so much debate.
So much debate.
Look, hey, that's it. That's what's coming up for Marvel.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll do one for DC. Probably not.
Probably not.
Unless
not
HBO Max
happening.
Starts throwing us some mad checks.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
Come at us, HBO.
Come at us, HBO.
That's it for this week. We're going to be back again next week.
We will be back.
We're going to have another episode. Because
that's right.
We absolutely never run out of episodes, ever.
It's not a thing that ever happens. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can leave us a review. You can tell a friend. You can bloody write us an email if you want.
Yeah, send us a homing pigeon.
You can send us a homing pigeon.
Yeah.
You can send us a...
Smoke signals.
What were those things that you used to be able to like... Were they MMSs or something? I don't know.
It's an MMS, yeah. It's a picture message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they called now? Nothing.
A text.
Yeah. Why? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Because it was multimedia something.
Right. Script.
Sure.
I have no idea what's happening.
Because SMS is short message script, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you can send us an MMS.
Yes, you can send us
Yourself listening to the show.
Yeah.
You can send us an SMS describing yourself listening to the show.
Sure.
You can also jump onto the Facebook listener community. All you need to do is just search Comic Confidential Listener Community on Facebook. That's where we spend most of our time on the internet.
It's where we waste most of our time.
It's where we waste most of our time.
Yeah.
But good ways.
But we also are part of a larger network, the CC Radio Network. We have the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast with Paul and Wayne, and we have Believe, the UFO paranormal supernatural goodness hosted by the one and only Cade Moyer.
Yeah, that guy.
Who's absolutely alive.
He is definitely alive still. That's it. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Troy.
And I'm Rachel.
And this has been Comic Confidential.